This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Classes are canceled today at Lincoln University. One person was killed and 6 others injured during the school's homecoming celebration Saturday night. One person is in custody, but prosecutors now believe there was more than one shooter. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the latest from officials on the investigation.
Chester County DA Christopher DeBarena-Sarobe says Jawan Jeffers, a 25-year-old man from Willington, Delaware, died just after midnight from a gunshot wound to the head. 6 others between 20 and 25 years old were shot while celebrating homecoming, one of America's oldest HBCUs. The DA says they're all expected to survive.
One of the gunshot victims is a current student at Lincoln University. One is an alum. The rest of their affiliation is not direct with the university at this time.
Officials have one person in custody, Zacchaeus Morgan Thompson, charged with carrying a concealed firearm without a license. However, it's not known whether that gun was used Saturday night, and investigators believe there were multiple shooters. With much still to be figured out, DeBarena-Sarobe says help from witnesses could be crucial.
This was just a jam-packed event, and so little things people saw can add up to a lot if we have people come in and talk to us.
Joseph is a 21-year-old Lincoln student still reeling from a night that should have been one of joyous celebration being violently interrupted.
If I'm being honest, I'm still in shock. Like, it don't really feel real. That should have never happened.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
3 people in an ambulance, including one patient, were injured after a stolen car from South Jersey crashed into it in Chinatown. The people in the car ran away and police are now searching for them. KYW's Nigel Thompson reports.
Philadelphia police say they got multiple calls about the crash near 10th and Vine Streets just after 1 in the morning. A stolen car they were already searching for had crashed into an ambulance at 10th and Vine before continuing over the sidewalk and into a fence surrounding a construction site for new apartments at 10th and Winter Streets. Authorities say the car was stolen in Winslow Township in South Jersey before making the trek over the Ben Franklin Bridge into the city. Port Authority officers did try to stop the car on the bridge but were unsuccessful and relayed the information to Philly PD. The 3 people in the ambulance were taken to the hospital and are in stable condition. And authorities say at least 2 people fled from the stolen car at the crash scene. No one in the stolen car has been apprehended by police. In Chinatown, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A new report by the Juvenile Law Center says fines and fees that courts charge juvenile offenders leave many in debt, harming their chances of becoming productive adults. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb says the report calls for eliminating fees and fines.
Data in the report shows young offenders with unpaid fees are more likely to reoffend, and even if they don't, co-author Nadia Mosafar says they stay mired in the system instead of moving forward.
They continue to stay on probation. So suddenly you can get in trouble for not going to school. You can get in trouble for missing a court date with your probation officer. And it keeps you under the yoke of the justice system.
The report finds courts charge teens an average of $311, but it varies widely from county to county.
What we refer to as justice by geography.
Mosafar says the uneven application is one reason the system is inequitable, but she also points to the unequal burden of fines on lower-income offenders. Her co-author, Quilla David, knows about that. She was arrested for a misdemeanor at 15 and spent 10 years paying off fines and fees.
It's really just not true fair justice to have kids pay money that they can't afford.
24 states have eliminated fines and fees. The report recommends Pennsylvania do the same. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.